From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. Lake Superior dropped 2 inches in March, a month it usually drops by only half an inch. The Duluth News Tribune reports the International Lake Superior Board of Control made that announcement late Tuesday this week. The lake now sits 13 inches below the long-term average for April 1 and 3 inches below the level at this time last year. The board said water supply to the entire Lake Superior Basin was down from usual, even though snowfall in some areas was up. Lake Superior will begin its annual seasonal increase in April as ice and snow melt and rains become more frequent. The lake will rise into September and then begin to fall again. Lakes Michigan and Huron, meanwhile, rose an inch in March, a month the lakes usually rise 2 inches. That's not good news for shipping and boating interests worried about low water levels, as the lakes now are 27 inches below their long-term average and 15 inches lower than April 1st of last year. Northland News Center reports Maud Barlow, National Chairperson of the Council of Canadians and Chair of Food and Water Watch's Board, is embarking on a 7-city speaking tour in Canada and in the United States in an effort to protect the Great Lakes. She will be touring regions of the Great Lakes to talk about threats such as low lake levels, pollution, over-extraction, climate change, and invasive species. She kicked off her tour in Duluth this week. Researchers are studying water samples from the Mississippi and St. Croix rivers for fragments of Asian carp DNA. They say they found little evidence of bighead and silver carp in Minnesota. The study released Thursday concludes that while the invasive fish are present in Minnesota, their numbers probably are relatively low. Steve Hirsch of the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources said, quote, "These results support the conclusion that bighead and silver carp have not yet become established in Minnesota," unquote. However, Hirsch and other experts say Minnesotans need to remain vigilant. He said the threat of Asian carp is nevertheless an urgent issue for the state, requiring immediate action. Researchers analyzed water samples for DNA fragments released into the environment, called eDNA. They found silver carp eDNA in Iowa, where the fish are abundant, but none near St. Croix Falls in the St. Croix, or near the Coon Rapids Dam, or below Lock and Dam No. 1 in the Mississippi. Bighead and silver carp are among species of Asian carp, fish that escaped southern United States ponds in the 1970s and are moving north. They weigh up to 100 pounds and eat so much food that native species may starve. Eighth District Representative Rick Nolan encountered a small collection of gun rights advocates on the sidewalk as he arrived at the Holiday Inn in downtown Duluth on Thursday morning to talk about his first 3 months back in Congress after a 32-year hiatus. The Duluth News Tribune reports the protesters waved signs proclaiming "Guns Stop Violence" and "Don't Tread on Me." Nolan stopped to hear his critics before stepping inside the hotel, where he would be the featured speaker at a public forum organized by the Duluth Area Chamber of Commerce. Several demonstrators followed in his wake. The forum covered a wide range of topics, but Nolan was asked repeatedly to articulate his views on gun control. Nolan said he's not surprised at the national focus on the subject. Authorities say 2 men convicted for fraud have escaped from a low-security federal prison camp near Duluth. U.S. Marshal Service spokesman Thomas Volk says that prison officials discovered 64-year-old Michael Krizanek and 67-year-old Gerald Greenfield were missing during a prison count last Saturday night. The prison camp is on the former Duluth Air Force Base north of the city. Volk said prisoners are on the honor system instead of having locked cells. Krizanek is serving a 12-year sentence for bilking investors out of nearly $26 million. Greenfield is serving a 4-year sentence for conspiracy to commit money laundering and a $2.5 million mortgage fraud scheme. Tickets for this summer's Tall Ships Festival in Duluth went on sale this week. And organizers of the popular event are urging would-be visitors to plan ahead and book early. So far, 8 vessels have officially confirmed their intentions to participate in Tall Ships Duluth 2013 to be held July 25th through 29th. But you can expect at least a couple more announcements in the coming weeks, that according to Terry Matson, CEO and president of Visit Duluth, which is putting together the event. He said the festival is close to signing a contract with another tall ship operator and there is room for up to 11 vessels to participate. At least 3 ships, the Privateer Lynx and the SV Dennis Sullivan and the schooner Hindu, will offer daytime sailing excursions during their visit to Duluth. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.